Tips from the Top Floor number 83, December 19th, 2005.
Here's another edition of Tips from the Top Floor, bringing you the best tips and tricks for your digital photography.
And, anyway, I'm a guest in Tübingen today. I think it's called, it's in Stuttgart somewhere in the, it's very close to the Black Forest anyway. And, I'm supposed to say something about the radio show, I think. It's a sort of a radio show anyway. Well, that's what we get in the west of Ireland anyway. It's called the radio. I think on the internet it's called a podcast or something. I don't have a clue what it really is.
And here's your host, Chris Marquardt.
Hello and welcome to the second last Tips from the Top Floor this year. Today it's a new episode of Photoshop Corner and we'll look into curves. I'll bring you the last show before the holiday break on Friday 23rd, which will be an extra long Christmas special. Not much photography to be expected, but hopefully something that'll get you into the proper mood for the holidays. Let's take an extra quick look at the news and, well, it's extra quick because there aren't any. I'm preparing to get ready for the holidays. I'll spend a nice and cozy Christmas back home with my parents and my brother, and then after Christmas, we'll go travel to Wales and stay there over New Year's. Other than that, the cruise is coming along nicely. Again, if you want full choice over the different types of cabins, make sure you book by the end of December. After that, it might be hit and miss. Wait, there actually is a piece of news worth mentioning, and there's a new assignment out, and actually it's a bit more than an assignment this time. It's a Tips from the Top Floor beanbag giveaway. All you'll have to do is submit an image to the current assignment and you're eligible for winning a beanbag. The assignment is open until January 7th, 2005 and 2006, and the topic is New Year's Resolution. But now, without further ado, let's jump right into today's Photoshop Corner. On the last Photoshop Corner, we were talking about non-destructive editing using adjustment layers, and there's some great feedback that I received from listener Adam Hay regarding flattening your images. He says, don't flatten the image unless you have an unflattened version somewhere else, because you cannot go back to what you did after you flattened it. So be careful with it. Adam recommends a great keyboard shortcut to flatten your image that will create a new layer from all existing layers, but leave the original layers untouched. And on the Mac, it's Command-Option-Shift-E. On a PC, use Control-Alt-Shift-E. Give it a try next time you flatten layers. And now, let's dive right into the Curves tool. Oh, by the way, I just got Photoshop CS2 and went through some of the new features, and I must say, wow, they've done a quite amazing job there. As stated in the first Photoshop Corner, make sure you use the Curves tool as an adjustment layer. Adjustment layers have the advantage that their parameters can be changed anytime, so you don't end up with something set in stone in case you decide that, for example, a levels adjustment should be done in a different way. And here's a cool trick that not only works in the Curves layer. You can reset your changes right within the Curves dialog without having to discard it and start over. Just press the Alt key on a PC or the Option key on a Mac, and you'll see that the Cancel button turns into a Reset button. Just click that and you'll be able to start from a clean slate. Another cool trick while working in the Curves tool is using the eyedropper to find out where on the curve a specific part of your image lies. While having the Curves dialog open, move the mouse over your image and you'll see that the cursor turns into an eyedropper. Just press the left mouse button and drag the eyedropper over the picture while watching the curve. You'll see a circle moving on the curve that represents the currently selected brightness value. You can also use the Curves dialog to set the black and white point of your image and to do some effective color correction. In the right bottom of the Curves dialog, you'll find three color pickers. Select the left one and click on an area of your image that you know is supposed to be all black. That sets the black point. Select the right picker and click on an area of your image that's supposed to be all white, and this sets the white point of your image. And last but not least, if you have a neutral gray color in your image, use the middle picker to select that. This will set the white balance for your picture and help you achieve more natural colors. What I usually do is click on several gray areas in the image in succession because their slight difference in tone might give me different white balance results, and then I stick with the one I like best. But the coolest thing about the Curves tool is how it lets you manage the tonality of your picture in a quite detailed way. And here's where the actual curve comes in. Now here's how the curve works. The horizontal axis represents the range of original brightness values in your image, and the vertical axis is the dynamic output range. And the actual curve is the function that is applied to the incoming values in order to create the result. What that means will become quite clear when we look at the following two examples. First, let's take an image that is generally okay but too dark in the mid-tone range. Now, brightening up the midtones of this image is quite easy by just dragging the middle area of the curve slightly up. This will leave the very dark and very bright areas of the image virtually intact and only raise the midtones. But the way it does it is in a smooth curve so that you don't get any posterization of your image. The second example is an image that is pretty dull and lacks in contrast. A look at the histogram by selecting Window Histogram from the Photoshop menu reveals that the brightness distribution on the image is fairly okay and basically reaches to both ends of the histogram. So this would be a perfect application for what's called an S-curve. What an S-curve does is that it darkens the lower midtones of an image and it brightens the upper midtones, both without affecting the blacks and the highlights. One of the frequent mistakes in the beginning is to overdo the curves treatment. This can easily result in posterization or even a solarization effect of the image. The curves tool has been called the scalpel among the tools that work on the image's dynamic range, and it needs a bit of practice, but then is not as hard to use as it looks. Give it a try and don't forget to do your changes on an adjustment layer. This way you can always go back and start over again in case you don't get it right in the first place. Oh, and if you don't know what a histogram is, check back with Tips from the Top Floor number 37, where that's explained in detail. And screenshots of what I've presented in today's Photoshop Corner can be found on www.tipsfromthetopfloor.com. And that was it for Tips from the Top Floor number 83, Photoshop Corner number 2. Tune back into the next Photoshop Corner after the holidays in January, when we'll talk about masks and how to use them. Don't forget to participate in the New Year's resolution assignment, and with a bit of luck, you'll win a beanbag. It's open until January 7th, 2006. Stay tuned for the new show on Friday. Until then, have a great week and happy shooting!